Wow, how time flies. The Maxime Dehart, United Way, Ramada Hotel drive-through breakfast is fast approaching. Set for Thursday, October 17th, from 6 to 9 a.m. All the new and existing sponsors are geared up with overwhelming enthusiasm. WestJet has been an amazing sponsor since day one of the drive-through and have again donated a trip for two as a major prize. You might be lucky enough to receive it in one of the famous Interior Savings Credit Union, Beam Credit Union, breakfast bags, who has also been a sponsor since day one. Initial sponsor Sunripe are generously on board again with their famous juice and fruit source bars. Again this year, you will be treated to a delicious cup of Tim Hortons coffee, and also this year, Tim Hortons owners are upping the stakes and providing a scrumptious muffin for every bag. Major longtime initial sponsor IGA is donating gift cards for their stores and have also helped with attracting other major food producers. Michael J. at Big White is donating an opening day lift voucher for each bag at a value of $92 each. Coca-Cola will be providing their Dasani water for everyone. All the media are geared up, including Kelowna Capital News, Bell Media, AM 1150, Move 101.5, 99.9 Virgin Radio, KelownaNow.com, Castanet, and even Global TV. Other sponsors on board again are Mario's Towing, Rona, Tom Harris Cellular, Wealthlink Financial Services, Costco, London Drugs, and Heritage Office Furnishings. I will be giving an update of the drive-through each week from now until October 17th, so stay tuned to read about all the existing and new sponsors and volunteers. I know this has been a challenging year, especially for business, but if you would like to donate anything for the event, it would be humbly appreciated. Please give me a call at 250-862-7662, mobile, email me at maxine.dehart@ramadakelowna.com, or just drop into the hotel for a chat. I was humbled and honored to have received a King Charles III Coronation Medal for community service at a ceremony this past Wednesday, August 28th. Huge thank you to Kelowna Lake Country MLA Norm Letnick for his generous nomination. Norm submitted the nomination to the King's representatives in BC and Canada, the Provincial Lieutenant Governor's Office and Governor General of Canada Office, to determine the recipients. The Coronation Medal was created to mark King Charles III being crowned monarch of the United Kingdom and Commonwealth on May 6, 2023. Congratulations to the other recipients: Nick Arkell, Maria Byland, Larry Gray, Dr. Rhonda Nelson, Dominic Rampone, Carmen Rempel, Lois Serwa, Mahini Singh, Steve Thompson, and Peter Winop. Well-known local Mike Penninga has accepted a full-time position with Canadian Blood Services as one of its provincial community development MNAGers. The position entails helping to build partnerships with local organizations, companies, and individuals to support the important, life-changing work of blood and plasma donations. Having donated 55 times over the years, Mike is a perfect person to leverage his own leadership skills and roles to introduce Canadian Blood Services as a great way to make a positive difference in our community. Mike will be working alongside Gail Voyer, Associate Director Donor Relations BC and Yukon for Canadian Blood Services. Mike's specific region of focus will be Surrey in the Lower Mainland, although he will be based in Kelowna. The Kelowna Apple Fest is on now to September 8th. The citywide event is a grassroots effort aimed at supporting local small family farmers who have been deeply impacted by the recent closure of BC tree fruits and the challenging growing season. With over 60 local restaurants, cafes, and businesses participating, Kelowna Apple Fest promises a week filled with delicious apple-themed dishes, beverages, and events that showcase the best of what our local farms have to offer. From apple-infused cocktails to savory dishes and sweet treats, the community is rallying together to ensure that these vital producers can continue their work. The farmers market will also have a special market day dedicated solely to growers on September 8th. Jason Chan is the organizer of Apple Fest. For more information about Kelowna Apple Fest, including a list of participating businesses and how you can get involved, visit www.kelownaapplefest.com. Say goodbye to: is this listing still available? Rental Hunt is a Kelowna-based startup alleviating the housing crisis through its free, all-in-one marketplace that automates renting right from finding a verified listing to signing a lease, all in just a few clicks. Whether you are a student, newcomer, long-time renter or landlord, Rental Hunt is a simpler, quicker and more transparent way of renting in the Okanagan. Rent stress-free using AI-powered features such as auto-apply, one-click applications, in-built house viewing scheduling, centralized tenant screening, digital tenancy agreements, secure chat, video calling and much more. Sign up for free at www.rentalhunt.ca. Nominations are open for the annual Kelowna Chamber of Commerce Business Excellence Awards until September 23. Businesses and organizations in Kelowna and surrounding areas can be nominated, including self-nominations in 16 categories. Applicants are reviewed by an independent panel of judges and finalists and when selected, are visited by the judges. The program is presented by title sponsors Lawson Lundell LLP and Beam Credit Union, Interior Savings. Maurice Harvey is the chamber president and chair. For more information, contact Heather Hild, Program and Member Services Lead, at heatherh@kelownachamber.org. The 2024 Cops for Kids ride, presented by the Thomas Allen Budd Foundation, will be back on the road for the annual ride across southeastern BC to raise funds and awareness for local kids. The riders will depart on Friday, September 6, from the Sandman Hotel, with speeches at 7:30 a.m. and departure at 8 a.m. The cycling team have been fundraising, training and volunteering at community events for a number of months in preparation for the ride. The riders will return to Kelowna on Sunday, September 15, to the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, 2170 Harvey Avenue, at 11:30 a.m., Enterprise Way entrance. To donate, visit www.copsforkids.org. The City of Kelowna has been presented with the 2024 Special Achievement in GIS, SAG, Award at the Esri User Conference, presented by Jack Dangermond, Esri's president and founder. The SAG Awards are presented to outstanding organizations that have pioneered new ways of using GIS technology. Since the inception of this prestigious award in 2015, 14 Canadian organizations have been honored, with the City of Kelowna City Hall staff proud to be the fifth municipality and the first one in BC to receive this recognition. The Regional District of Central Okanagan will host the annual free tire collection event on Saturday, September. From 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., at Okanagan College in parking lot number 17, off West Campus Road. You are invited to drop off any old or used tires on or off rims that may be a habitat for mosquito larvae. Although there is no limit to the number of tires individuals can drop off, it is intended for residential cleanup only. The first business after hours for the fall for the Greater Westside Board of Trade is Sept.19, from 5 to 7 p.m. at Manchester Signs Printing and Graphics. Register www.bwboardoftrade.com. After decades in the broadcast trenches, Andy James returns to Canadian airwaves. The Veteran Radio and TV Talent inks with Haas Management Group for radio imaging and TV station branding representation. It is possible to have a 30-year career as voice over talent. Individually, Andy and Tamara, TJ, Joel bring that to the microphone. This dynamic duo's voices have that rare ability to lift the words off the page and tell your brand's story to your customers. Vocals Unlimited, Kelowna's singing sensation, is an SATB adult singing group who loves to perform for local audiences. They meet Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. for rehearsals. The group is currently looking for more members to join them. If you sing soprano, alto, tenor, baritone or bass, contact music director Brian Street at bmstreet@telus.net for more information. Birthdays of the week. Happy 95th John Moxness, Sept. 7, Happy 70th Maureen Hark, Sept. 5, Former Mayor Walter Gray, Sept. 4, Jackie Brown, Sept. 4, Bazidara Yudzenia, Sept. 4, Jean Treadgold, Sept. 4, Chef Bernard Cassavant, Sept. 4, Chris Wills, Sept. 5, Peter Rockford, Sept. 5, Mikuki Kobayashi, Sept. 5, Ken Gordon, Sept. 5, Sharon Basil, Sept. 5, Andy La, Sept. 5, Jay Wills, Sept. 5, Bruce Stone, Sept. 6, Gail McGrath, Sept. 6, Betty Russell, September 6, Iris Moffat, Sept. 7, Kim Froome, Sept. 7, Garth Letcher, Sept. 8, Cheryl Jeffs, Sept. 9. Larry Salome, Sept. 9. Nace Kajavi, Sept. 9. Bryden Winsby, Sept. 10. Amber Gerting, Sept. 10. Eunice Foster, Sept. 10. Heather McCullough, Sept. 10. Bill Whiteman, Sept. 10. Pam Turgeon, Sept. 10. Isabella Don, Sept. 10. Mike Haynes, September 10. Gord Oliver, Sept. 10. Stan Steed, Sept. 10. The Specialty Bakery Birthday Cake Winner of the Week is Bryden Winsby. Bryden, please pick up your birthday cake at any Specialty Bakery location before September 11. Maxine DeHart is a Kelowna City Councilor and local hotelier. Phone her at 250-979-4546 or 250-862-7662. Email max at maxinedehart.ca.